This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.99, down 3/4 on the open. September, 5.12, up 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.75, up 3.5 on the open. September, 4.03 1/4, up 7 1/4. December, 4.21, up 6.5. March, 4.38 1/2, up 7 on the open. July corn opened at 238.5, up 3 on the open. September, 250, up 4. December, 263.5, up 3.25. March, 275.5, up 3.5. May, 283.5, up 3.5. July, 290, up 1 3/4 on the open. July oats opened at 214, up 1 1/4 on the open. September, 196, up 4 1/4. July beans opened at $6, up 5 1/4 on the open. August, 6.06, up 5.5. September, 6.12, up 4. November, 6.27, up 4.5. January, 6.37 1/2, up 7. March, 6.44, up 5. May, 6.45, unchanged on the open. July soybean meal opened at 176.50, up 190 on the open. August, 178, up 150. July soybean oil opened at 26.35, down 1 on the open. August, 26.55, down 15. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 115.15, down 5 on the open. September, 114.70, down 17.5. October, 113.20, down 35. August live cattle opened at 86, up 32.5 on the open. October, 89.72.5, up 15. July lean hogs opened at 72.50, down 5 on the open. August, 70.95, up 57.5. October, 62.50, up 35. December, 59, up 32.5 on the open. And July pork bellies opened at 99.77.5, down 20 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and look at the current range of trading. And as we do that, we see in Kansas City, wheat trading anywhere from 501 to 524 at the Board of Trade. Wheat trading anywhere from 378 to 444 in the corn pit, trading anywhere from 237 3/4 all the way up to 289 3/4. And then in soybeans, trading anywhere from 599 to all the way up to 646 1/2. That in the May 2007 contract. Joining us on the phone to look at the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the market is busily, I guess, putting some weather premium back into the market.
Yeah, we're looking at a situation where the short-term forecast has been drier than expected, and with the temperatures we saw over the weekend that sort of stressed the crop some with some rolling. We'll probably see a little bit deterioration in this afternoon's crop conditions report in some areas. So don't see a big drop because the warm weather has been beneficial, and those crops really come a long ways here in the last week, per se. But, no, we're definitely seeing a situation where there's moisture in the forecast here for the next 24 hours into Wednesday morning here as the front slowly drifts to the south. Forecasters looking anywhere from a quarter to maybe 3/4 of an inch on about 60% coverage. So there's going to be some areas that get shortchanged. And with another holiday here already, tomorrow, 4th of July, the market is wanting to put a little premium in it in case we do miss the rains here. And And if that's the case, we could see some quite active markets tomorrow night or else Wednesday morning.
December corn now at 262.5. It has been as high as 264 today. I bring up that number because that's a number just under the 100-day moving average, and I kind of wonder whether there's buy stops sitting above that.
Well, there could be 50% back up to the high we made in May is about 267. So we get above the moving averages and stay above them, get above that 50% level, we could probably run another 7 to 8 cents on it. The momentum indicators are up. We saw a little bit of a buy program kicked in there last week when we moved above 260. So technically we're in a position here to sort of hold together here to see a correction off the slide we saw from mid-May into June there.
That was a significant slide from the contract high on 18 May of 287.25. What do you think the retracement will eventually reach? Will we get to the 62%?
If that is, that would put us up around 272, and we're going to continue to need to see some dry weather for that to happen. You know, if that's the case, for guys who need to get caught up on some sales, probably need to use that type of rebound rally to get that job done.
Turn our attention over to the wheat pit. We'll start in Kansas City, where it appears that as I look at the contracts now, I see that the July contract's at 501, up 1.25. Of course, the contract high of July at 522.5. Don't know, because we're in delivery, whether that contract gets there, but I would suppose that September would have a good chance.
Well, yeah, you're going to have a carry in the marketplace. September's are tested 516, and of course, if we keep the momentum up, we should retest the highs we made a couple weeks ago, especially in the Western Belt. But probably the most strength, if you're bullish and want to get in the wheat market, you need to be in the Minneapolis wheat. We feel that we got more bang for your dollar in the Minneapolis. You'd be long Minneapolis and short these other contracts due to the fact that the spring wheat is going to probably show a big drop in the good to excellent categories this afternoon, and therefore, we need to add more premium to the spring wheat area, and that's probably got the most potential here over the next 2 weeks.
I suppose if you really want to go out and trade something a little exotic, go and look at the Durham wheat, too.
Well, yeah, you can get out into that because basically the dryness is in the northern half of the region, and that's where those markets are going to be affected the most.
All right, let's turn our attention then to the soybeans, where on Friday, we certainly gapped higher. We pushed right onto the 50-day and then up to the 100-day moving average, tested that before drifting back down to the 50-day moving average in the July. The Noves look like they want to test the 635 level from 5 June, and it's also been as high as that back in, I believe, late January, early February. What's the likelihood?
Well, I think we'll get up there, maybe stall out, but if you look at a chart, you go clear back to last December, that's where the market stalled out at, and we've been a little higher than that a couple of those days, but that's the resistance zone. If we stay hot and dry and see some more demand show up, we could probably push above that and get serious, but in the meantime, it looks like this 35 area is going to be some solid resistance.
So it's all about the weather over the next few weeks for the pollination in the corn. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, we're reaching a key critical time window. We got the acreage and stocks out of the way, but as we said before, what moves the bottom line on the supply-demand balance sheet more than anything is yield. You raise corn yield up 5 to 10 bushels or down 5 to 10 bushels, that changes the big picture real quick.
And that brings the question, where is the trader's mindset for yield at the moment?
Well, we'll see what this afternoon's crop conditions report shows, but I think a lot of the trades in this 150 to 155 bushel area, for now, that could change in a hurry here if we miss the rains here in the next 24 hours.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick, July wheat. In Kansas City, 501 up 1.25. At the Board of Trade, July wheat at 376 up 4.5. September, 402 up 6. July corn, 237.75 up 2.25. September, 248.25 up 2.25. December, 262.25 up 2. March, 273.75 up 1.75. July beans, 598.5 up 3.75. August, 604 up 3.5. September, 612 up 4. November, 625.5 up 3.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Taking a look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today. In the north, mostly cloudy with areas of rain and thunderstorms. In central sections, hazy sunshine, hot and humid, with scattered thunderstorms developing during the afternoon. In the south, mostly sunny, hot and humid, highs from 82 to 96 tonight. In the north and central sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the south, partly cloudy and muggy, lows from 63 to 73 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.